This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, I do sound sexy, don't I? Yeah, it's called cold. I got a cold. Oh, this sucks. My voice has changed. My sinus is all blocky. Every time I cough, I pee. It's horrible. This is, like, miserable. And the funny thing is I know exactly when I got it. There was another professor I was standing next to. We were kind of watching. We were setting up this study and we're kind of watching how to I can't really tell you what the study is because it's kind of a secret. It's a really cool study. So I guess when it comes out, then I'll be like, oh, guys, this is the study. But while we were kind of taking a look at the machinery we're using for the study, yeah, I do get all scientific. I know. You would think I'd never be back allowed in a lab, right, you know, since my college days. But no, I got some science skills, people. I really do. So anyway, not this doctor's fault, but, you know, she kept coughing. And you know when somebody coughs next to you, you hold your breath. You're like, I'm good. I'm going to hold my breath and wait for all the little buggies and boogies and cooties to dissipate. And then, you know, I hold my breath and I'm like, okay, I got to breathe real quick. And then I breathe, but I breathe really superficially. And then I just try to breathe through my nose, hoping my little nose hairs will filter out the pathogen. Which, by the way, quit trimming your nose hairs and cleaning out your boogers. I make that mistake all the time. I love trimming my nose hair. And I probably don't even have to. It's just, have you got... Now, let me be honest with you. This is wait a second. Now that I have skill in science, you know, I can still some skills, I can still talk about minutia. Okay, in fact, there's even more science behind it. But have you guys ever gone up to a mirror? You gotta get one of those makeup mirrors, guys. It's really cool. I only recently looked at the inside of my nose. You know, cause when I look up somebody's nose, I'm looking at the turbinates, I'm looking at the, I'm looking for polyps, I'm looking at the pink up inside the nose. But there's a lot of hair, and we usually just bypass that. We don't even look at that. So go up to a mirror and invert your nose. And it's so cute. You got all these little mini hairs. Hey. And so I know this sounds really stupid, but I like trimming those. I just think it's, I don't know why. I think it's because I think cutting hair is very cool. I'm fascinated by watching hairdressers cut hair. And I can't really watch my own haircut because of like head down. Or, you know, tilt your head this way. So I don't really get to watch it happen. Then I look at the mirror and I'm like, ah. So I just find it very cool to, I just like cutting my nose hairs. I just do. The problem is you got to be very careful because if you've got a little boogie in there, then, you know, the scissors slips. And never cut your nose hair with the scissors. In fact, as your radio doctor, do not cut your nose hairs at all. But this is a, you know, do as I say, not as I do type of show. So it's just something, if you're ever bored, it's just something cool to do, but don't do it. And the reason why is because when your hair holds in place the boogers and the snot, which is mucus and a whole bunch of, you have these goblet cells. I know it sounds really, really cool, like gobble up, goblet cells that make a lot of mucus. So when you have all this mucus type stuff, and your sinuses is dropping fluid, and it combines with, you know, some sticky substances, you make boogers. And the whole role of boogers is not to pick and provide a green food source later, which, by the way, vegans cannot eat boogers. If you have a friend who claims that they're 100% vegan, oh, I'm vegan. If they at all ever ate their booger, it's already blown. Secret's out. They're not a true vegan. But that sticky stuff allows, pathogens will stick on it. So it'll prevent more pathogens from coming back, going up into your respiratory tree. And your hair, the hair in the nose seems to hold the boogers exactly like where they need to be. Now, me, I like to blow my nose because you have to blow your nose because you don't want old pathogens sitting there. What? It's like a filter. You still have to clean out the filter. So you blow your nose. Some people will do rinses, like neti pots. And we're going to talk about colds and things to do because still kids can't take decongestants. So a lot of adults out there go, what the hell am I supposed to do with my kid? And I'm like, just have them take a hot shower or something. So I'll tell you guys what to do in terms of a cold. But, you know, our defensive mechanisms are phenomenal. You know, we sneeze. Sneezing is one of the best defense mechanisms. We always try to take medicine to stop sneezing. Because, like, well, we got to stop sneezing because we're making noise. We're spraying infections. Some of us fart when we sneeze. So we want to stop the sneeze. But the problem is the sneeze actually helps your body fight a cold. Now, the only problem with that is you're getting other people sick. But if you could sneeze in your own house, do it. Get rid of it and then kind of, you know, Lysol spray wherever you sneezed. Same thing with coughing. Coughing is our defense mechanism to get stuff out of the lungs. Scratching. Scratching is our defense mechanism to get something out of the skin. You know, when you have like a little infection and you're like, gosh, it itches. Well, your body's trying to have you use your fingers to scratch it out. Now, you don't want to because that could cause scarring. It could cause spread. But it's a defense mechanism. So, you know, colds stink. Unfortunately, we're getting a lot of them. You know, it was interesting. I was reading up on the Spanish flu from 1918. They think it originated in Boston because of a lot of the military, you know, coming back from World War I and picking it up from Spain. And apparently some public health experts were yelling at everybody to quit spitting on the street. People used to always, remember the Wild West? The Wild, Wild West, people would always just spit. They don't do that anymore. And we think it's because of the Spanish flu. They were like, guys, stop spitting, stop spraying, you know, stuff. So, pretty interesting stuff. We don't really have mouth boogers, but we do have eye boogers. Eye boogers, did you guys? I have not cleaned out my eye booger yet. That's something I need a mirror for. But eye boogers, same thing. You have a canal, you get a little mucus, and it prevents infection from getting into the eye. But you gotta clean it out. So, did I teach you guys something? I know, I told you I got some science skills. Okay, don't go away. We've got a lot to talk about today. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Doc-a-Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So emergency officials have had to evacuate at least 200 patients from a heavily damaged hospital in this vast search and rescue operation that had to come across the Florida Panhandle. That was a day after Hurricane Michael bombarded homes and splintered them to their foundations, roads, water systems, according to New York Times. Storm has caused widespread damage. As of today, we're being told two people were killed, but we're hearing that the death toll is expected to rise because they haven't been able to do all the search and rescues. At Bay Medical Center, Sacred Heart, in Panama City, windows had been shattered. Walls were stripped. New patients were trying to show up for treatment, and apparently the entrance to the emergency room had to be boarded up. I'm looking at a picture right now. You can barely even, it's barely recognizable as a hospital. They said one man died yesterday after a tree crashed down on his home in Greensboro, northwest of Tallahassee. That's according to the Gadsden County Sheriff's Office. WMAZ-TV reported that a girl died in Seminole County when her home was struck by debris. So the storm made landfall near Mexico Beach, Florida. They say it was just shy of Category 5 strength on Wednesday, and that it didn't get downgraded to a tropical storm until midnight. So it was still a pretty heavy hurricane in the 3-4 level as it went through the panhandle, and then as it went through southwest Georgia. They say much of the coast of the Florida Panhandle, including Panama City, Florida, and Mexico Beach, where the hurricane made landfall, was left in ruins. We're starting to see pictures. We're not getting a lot of them yet, but they're coming out. You see roads blocked. It's bad. It looks like a hurricane hit. So a little bit earlier today, Michael was about 35 miles south-southeast of Charlotte, North Carolina, heading northeast with sustained wind speeds of about to 50 miles per hour. So storm is luckily moving quickly, so we don't want it to hover. So it is going to, though, hit the Carolinas, and the Carolinas are still reeling from Hurricane Florence, Tropical Storm Florence. 800,000 customers have lost power in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina. In some Florida counties, such as Franklin and Leon, nearly every customer was without power. So what was really frustrating about this one is we saw Florence coming for a while. So we had almost a week, you know, to tell people to evacuate and to, you know, make some changes. Michael, that just blew up in the Caribbean just a couple days before. So having something like that, taking the nation by surprise, it doesn't allow a lot of preparation and a lot of evacuation. So, you know, what do we do when a hospital is about to be hit? Well, we move patients to other hospitals. We move patients to other facilities. And they say Bay Medical was one of two hospitals in Panama City, the other being Gulf Coast Regional Medical Center, damaged in the storm. When you have nursing home residents, those nursing homes that could get, you know, caught in the storm like we saw last year, we have to move them to either a hospital facility or we have to move them to nursing home facilities more inland. So 200 patients were evacuated, including 39 ICU patients. They were transferred first to hospitals outside the affected area. 1,500 people had taken shelter in the hospital. Yeah, it's not good. It's these things, we're still not at hurricane season. Hurricane season doesn't really officially end until November. So for those of you that want to help, we recommend contacting the Red Cross, seeing what you could do if you want to volunteer, if you could donate. Of course, we need you to donate blood. Always blood is needed because people, when they're displaced, they can't donate blood, and blood is always needed, especially in times like this when people have, you know, dealt with trauma. You know, they say it's interesting. Hurricane Michael's health effects can also include trench foot. Trench foot isn't a term we usually associate now with modern time. Trench foot was a big issue that affected our World War I troops. And it's where your feet are drenched in unsanitary water for long periods of time. So you get pain, swelling, numbness, tingling. You get itching, blotchy skin. You have coldness or a heavy feeling in the foot. You get blisters, pain, redness, and they get infected. And so to prevent trench foot, which is something they had to do with our soldiers, we had to have clean and air-dry feet after wearing wet socks. So you have to take off the socks, you got to dry off the feet, and then put fresh socks on. Healthline reports it's important to air-dry feet even if you don't think you got your feet wet. And then wet socks and shoes have to be exchanged for dry ones as soon as possible. And then mold. Mold is obviously a big hazard. We're worried about that. CDC says people should assume they have mold in their house if their house floods. And if it cannot be dried completely within 24 to 48 hours. Now, what can mold do? Well, it could cause eye, skin irritations, allergic reactions, asthma attacks. It also could be really dangerous if you have a weakened immune system. You could get a mold as fungus, so you could get a fungal pneumonia. You could get a fungal septicemia. And fungal infections are a little harder to treat than bacterial because they have these real thick walls on their spores. And they're just more resilient. Why? Because they thrive in water and they thrive in chaos. Mold can, it's amazing how much you get. Has anybody ever had like a yeast infection? Those suckers never go away. They're just really rough. So anyway, they say if you enter a potentially moldy home or site after a hurricane, They want you to wear protective gloves, goggles, a mask, or an N95 respirator. N95 respirator has filtering capabilities to get out some of the major, larger sort of pathogens. I don't think it works as well with some of the tinier ones. And then, of course, contaminated water. So now a lot of water supplies are at risk. Water treatment plants in particular may cease to operate. So they also may flood, or flooding may taint the water lines with bacteria. So we don't want you drinking or wading in flood water. Apparently you can get parasites, bacterial infections from E. coli, salmonella, norovirus, rotavirus. Remember last year people were getting flesh-eating bacteria infections from walking around in the water. And then we're worried about cryptosporidium. Cryptosporidium is a parasite that can live in water for up to 10 days. So there's a lot of health effects. We talked about this on the show, PTSD, people losing their medications, people not being able to get to their doctor. If you had a doctor's appointment this week, you know, you're not going to be able to get there. Blood pressure may remain high. Blood sugar remain high. So it's not a good scene. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. And again, please donate blood if you can. Donate to the Red Cross, Valiant, or Vitalant. Vitalant, also, is in your area accepting blood as well. And we'll give you guys those websites later on today. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that a lot of jewelry that we get in stores have the toxic metal cadmium. And you see this in stores like Ross, Nordstrom Rack, Papaya, according to newly released results. And they say a lot of jewelry sold with women's dresses and shirts were nearly pure cadmium. Well, cadmium is known to cause cancer and reproductive harm if you've been exposed to it for a long period of time. Now, consumer advocates thought that cadmium had disappeared from the U.S. jewelry market, but apparently Chinese manufacturers are still using it. Now, California and other states outlawed cadmium in children's jewelry, and when they tested back in 2012, they found it had virtually disappeared. But adult jewelry, there's no laws addressing it. And lab testing found 31 adult jewelry items purchased from retail stores were at least 40% cadmium, and most were more than 90%. So, obviously, somebody is screwing around. Now, California's law, according to CBS News, allows no more than 0.03% cadmium in children's jewelry. Now, in terms of the health risk, how do these kids get it? Well, I mean, when I would wear a bracelet or a necklace, I would stick it in my mouth. I loved eating my jewelry. I still do. If I wear a necklace and it has a pendant, I chew on the pendant. I don't ask. I don't, because I'm stupid. So that's a way to, unfortunately, get exposed. Plus, you can absorb through the skin. Michael Harbutt, a practicing doctor and university professor, has researched cadmium's cancer-causing properties. And he said it could also trigger skin rashes, including psoriasis. And he says cadmium is bad. He said, given a choice between wearing something with cadmium in it or wearing something without, I'd take the product without. Okay, well, now that's pretty profound. Thank you. Thank you, Doc. Yeah. I wear jewelry, not a lot. I love fake jewelry because I lose things all the time, so I don't like wearing anything fancy. One is I don't like spending money on fancy stuff. Number two is I don't like losing it and then having my husband yell at me. So, you know, maybe not stick in your mouth and avoid it. But, you know, we're getting a lot of stuff from other countries. And it's cheaper. So if you get a necklace, you're like, oh my gosh, I got this necklace so cheap. Well, if it's made in China, could have cadmium. 1-877-DOCDALI.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News.
President Trump signed bipartisan legislation on Thursday to reduce ocean waste dumped by other countries and to authorize more money for coastal cleanup in the United States. The president shared some of the benefits of the bill.
The new United States-Mexico-Canada agreement is the first U.S. trade agreement ever to include commitments by the parties to cooperate to address land and sea-based pollution and improve waste management.
As the cleanup continues, as Hurricane Michael wreaked havoc across the Florida panhandle, some businesses have been accused of price gouging for essential items such as gasoline and water. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi said her office will not tolerate any of this.
Of course, you see the fuel stations trying to jack their prices up. I talked to one of the sheriffs yesterday, and he personally went out and started yelling at a fuel station, and they dropped their prices even lower after he did that.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so one of you had written about your cough. It hasn't gone away. How can you tell if it's pneumonia or if it's something less serious? And we don't talk a lot about coughs. We talk about flu. We talk about pneumonia. But you're right, a lot of you guys cough. So how do you know if the cough is just a simple cold? How do you know if it's pneumonia? Or how do you know if it's lung cancer? That could be some pretty scary stuff, so let's just quickly review, okay? Yeah, I'm teaching you guys something. Well, because I'm sick today, so it's a lot easier for me to, you know, teach you guys something and not talk about minutia. Although I think I put in a lot of minutia. I think I did give you guys a lot of, you know, yeah, minutia. So I should call it the minutia hour. So we talked about why coughs are a respiratory mechanism, gets stuff out of our respiratory tree. Basically, our respiratory tree has little neurons. These little sensory neurons or nerve cells, when they get triggered, they tell the brain to induce a mechanism that'll help clear the airway. So, immune cells find out that, oh, our our, shall we say, lungs are detecting something foreign. So now our immune system mobilizes to try to fight infection and heal any inflammation. So when you cough, not only are you spewing something out, but you're also mobilizing, kind of like a call to action of your immune cells. When you cough, it can actually irritate the respiratory tree, which could bring on more immune cells. Now, immune cells could also produce excess mucus, so it could cause a cycle of continued coughing. And this will get important in a little bit when I tell you sometimes how to cure your cough. So, whether it's a virus, whether it's a bacteria, whether it's a fungi, there's a variety of pathogens that could cause a cough. But there's other things that could be making you cough that doesn't necessarily have to be an infection. So some of you guys have gastroesophageal reflux disease, or you have GERD. Okay? And GERD is where you have acid reflux that comes up, and the acid comes up from the stomach into the esophagus, the feeding tube. And then if you're lying down or while you're asleep, the acid can make its way, turning the bend, and then go into the respiratory tree. So many times in the morning, you wake up with a bad cough, and that could be acid that came up from the night before that went into the lungs and some GI secretions. And GI secretions can make you cough. Now, medications can also make you cough, like ACE inhibitors. ACE inhibitors that help with blood pressure. They're one of my favorite medications for blood pressure, but many times a common side effect of that is coughing. Apparently, they cause an accumulation of something called bradykinin. Bradykinin is a mediator that could also induce coughing. Now, there's ARBs, ARBs, that don't seem to have that same side effect. But ACE inhibitors are notorious for causing cough in some patients. Then, pollution can make you cough, like dust, pollen, smoke. If you have kitty cats, a lot of times kitty cats make you cough. My cats like to sleep right by my face, especially Snowball. Snowball puts her tushy right there. And so I don't know what I'm breathing in the middle of the night, but it's bad. And then chemicals. There's a lot of household products whose aerosol could also irritate the lung lining. Mold spores, you could have mold. Cold weather can make you cough. Exercise can make you cough. Allergies can make you cough. Postnasal drip. Postnasal drip is where your sinuses are draining, except instead of the front, through the back. And that could somehow get into the lungs. And then you have like a whole slew of lung conditions that can make you cough. Asthma, sarcoidosis, emphysema. So there's inflammatory lung diseases. There's restrictive lung diseases. Lung diseases where you're not able to expand your lungs as well or get or provide enough air exchange. And that can sometimes make you cough. What a lot of people don't realize is sometimes a chronic cough could be the heart. So heart failure and the heart not pumping as well as it should, causing a backlog of fluid. That could make you cough. Then we start looking at, well, maybe it could be a tumor. So we don't think of a tumor right away. All right? But sometimes a tumor in the lung could do that. And then it could also be psychological coughing, like a tick. That could do it. So how do you cure a cough? Well, you can't really necessarily cure it because this is a defense mechanism. We want to control the cough, but we won't necessarily cure you of a cough. So if your cough is caused by bacteria, then we will give you antibiotics. If your cough is caused by a virus, there's not much we can do. With a virus, we just basically, hope that the virus then, dies out on its own. And most viruses are done within 7 to 10 days, and then the cough goes away. If your cough is caused by GERD, reflux, then we'll give you medicine to decrease acid production and secretion. So we will give you medicine to decrease the acid, and maybe that'll help. If it's due to allergies, then we're going to give you antihistamines. And we'll tell you to avoid the allergen. So if you're allergic to pollen, some of you guys have issues with fall allergies like you're doing right now, then we'll tell you to stay away from plants and, be careful being outdoors. It's kind of hard, but still. But we'll use antihistamines. Sometimes we have to use steroids. If your cough is from a tumor, then we're going to remove the tumor. Surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, etc. But what do we do while we're waiting for the virus to go away or while we're, trying to deal with the kind of, fall and winter cough and colds? Well, a big thing that always helps me is steam. So I take a lot of hot showers. Or you can hold your head over a pot on the stove. Don't get, boiling water on you. But using steam really seems to help. It seems to flush things out, maybe clear out some of the immune stuff. The heat may open up the airways, and I notice that helps a lot with my cough. A humidifier also, when you wet the air, that seems to help. Vaporizers. So moisture helps decrease inflammation. Then you need to stay hydrated. So a lot of people don't realize this. If you're coughing, drink more water. The mucus will thicken when water content is low. So you can loosen up your mucus with good hydration. A thinner, more wet mucus is less irritating than thick, dry mucus. Right? Like dry boogers versus wet boogers. Dry boogers are cracky and itchy and yeah, right? But the wet boogers, those are easy and they move easier. They move a lot easierly out, right? When you blow your nose. Dry throat also doesn't help. So you want to hydrate, keep your fluids up. Now honey. Honey has been found to be an effective cough suppressant. You can add some honey to some warm water, lemon juice or tea. I don't like tea, but you know, I like Long Island iced tea. But if you use honey, that could also soothe your throat. You gotta though be careful. You can't use honey in children under 1 year of age. And then cough drops. Menthol cough drops work how? Well, they cause a local anesthetic effect on the back of the throat. And so when you do that, you don't have that irritation. And when you don't have that irritation, then you don't start coughing. And then there's cough suppressants and expectorants. So with that, they decrease the cough reflex. And then expectorants thin the mucus. You gotta be careful because, you know, if you keep taking it, you may be able to mask the cough, but we need to know why. And then natural remedies. Not a lot of scientific evidence on these, but peppermint, thyme, eucalyptus, licorice, ginger. Some people say that those seem to help provide relief. And, there's gonna be an article on my website at drdahlia.com breaking this down. And then chocolate. Chocolate has theobromine. I love chocolate. And theobromine can suppress the cough. And they even found, back in 2015, the chocolate works better than codeine. Now, some people say, Dr. Wax, I just take my narcotic. If I take my Tylenol with codeine or my Lortab, I don't cough. Well, yeah, that will work, but not good. Narcotics are going to decrease the respiratory drive. And so you want to be able to still breathe. And we find that when it wears off, the cough comes back. Now, alcohol. Older cough syrups used to have alcohol. Alcohol may dry up the mucus, it may induce sleep, may lessen the cough, but the problem with alcohol is, again, it can increase acid reflux, it can worsen the cough. So, alcohol and narcotics, not the best choice. I'd rather do the steam shower, maybe take in a little peppermint, some peppermint gum will help, cough drops, and find out why you're coughing. All right, 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Sound horrible. Thank you. I really appreciate it. I will feel better. Thank you, though. I understand you were saying to feel better, but yeah, I do sound horrible. I do have a cold. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I don't like to call out sick. I don't. I got a meeting I have to go to tomorrow, so I don't like having to play replays. I don't like you guys having to play replays. I like giving you guys the latest and the greatest with the news, because when I play a replay, then you guys are hearing old stuff, you know? I think one day we played a replay, and it was about last Christmas. You guys are like, does she realize that we're only in October? Not my fault. Speaking of what's happening here and now, there was a guy that during Hurricane Michael actually took some video footage of being in the eye of the storm. And it's kind of remarkable. I don't know if you guys have ever been in the eye of a hurricane, but you actually see the wall of clouds circulating around. So the sun was shining, the sky was really blue, And he's out there, and there's a little bit of a calm. And, you know, the storm was moving, what, 15 miles per hour? So we had a couple moments to actually take some video footage of being in the eye of the storm. And I suggest you take it. His name is Stefan Melendez from Daytona Beach. And he says, that's the eye wall, by the way. You could see the sun, blue sky right in the eye. And then you see the swirl of the clouds. That's pretty remarkable. Also, unfortunately, not so remarkable is we're seeing some reporters almost get killed. Weather Channel reporter apparently cheated death, they say, by dodging a flying 2x4. And then he runs over to his colleague, his NBC colleague, to get him out of the way of the storm. And you're like, okay, what's going on now? Well, remember with the last storm or a few storms ago, many meteorologists or many reporters were caught over-embellishing how bad the storm is. So apparently now they're trying to save their name and they're going out there to try to look like they're really in the thick of the storm. Not very good. So, guys, be careful. You know, I gave reporters a lot of crap about trying to pretend and rock back and forth like you see some of these videos circulating. Just don't put yourself at risk, but also don't lie and pretend you're in the middle of a tornado or a storm when you're not. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Postal Service is asking for the biggest price jump on stamps in its history. They say facing pressure from the Trump administration to address a revenue shortfall, this is being reported by CNN, the Postal Service on Wednesday proposed raising the price of 1 ounce letters from 50 cents to 55 cents. So that's a big 5 cent jump. That would be a record increase if approved. Then additional ounces would go down slightly. So this request was made by the USPS Board of Governors, which had been operating on an emergency basis because of lack of confirmed members. And then it's going to have to get approved by the Postal Regulatory Commission. Did you guys know there were all these meetings? And there were all these boards, and there were governors on the postal. And, yeah, it's a big deal. The Postal Service is huge. Wasn't the Postal Service at one time one of the biggest employers in the government? My grandfather used to work for the Postal Service. He was really good at it, too. In the Postal Service, you got good benefits. It was a pretty decent job. Now, a lot of people don't mail a letter. They don't. I don't think I've bought stamps in years. I don't use a stamp. I email everybody. So we're saving a lot of money. Unfortunately, that's really messing things up for the government. They say rates for mailing services like catalogs and magazines as well as letters are going to still have a price hike. They say prices to packages cannot float with market rates. The USPS wants to boost priority mail prices 5.9%. A small flat rate box that costs $7.20 to ship will go up to $7.90. Now, that's probably been my biggest beef. I don't like shipping costs. I think these shipping costs are ridiculous. And so I'll buy a product, and I'm happy with the price. I'm like, you know what? I don't want to pay more than $50. So I get something for $49.99. I'm so happy. And all of a sudden, there's $10 in shipping. And you're like, are you kidding me? So USPS, United States Postal Service, has been losing revenue. Apparently, revenue from first-class mail declined from $28.4 billion back in 2015 to $25.6 billion in 2017. Now, some of you will say, wait a second. They still make $25.6 billion? Yep. I don't know why we're playing a violin for them. But yeah, they still made billions of dollars. But once you make the money, you spend it. So they're probably thinking, oh, we got to make some cuts. Package revenues fueled by the rise in e-commerce have been a bright spot, they say, bringing in $19.5 billion, up from $15 billion. I think why Donald Trump has been in the, I guess, connected to this is he has criticized, I guess, the terms of USPS's contract to deliver Amazon packages. And the Postal Service says it does make enough profit through the arrangement, but Donald, but the problem is Amazon is such a, what should we say, it's such a giant, it's such a monopoly that it's really kind of screwing over all these other smaller stores. So what are you going to do? So anyway, Christmas is coming. If you guys want to send a package and please your U.S. Postal Service, as far as I'm concerned, I'm just going to send everybody an e-gift card so I don't have to pay any money for packaging or any money for stamps. I think it's ridiculous. And you know what I really miss? I really miss licking the stamp. I used to like the taste of stamp glue. I know I'm weird, but I love that taste. Now, I could only lick maybe a couple stamps before I start getting sick, but I love stamp glue, but they got rid of it. Now, most stamps are self-sticky. Now, why did that happen? Seinfeld. That one Seinfeld episode where George's fiance ended up dying from all the glue because he got her cheap invitations, wedding invitations, so she was licking all the, yeah. So, Seinfeld, I think, has been very, very, shall we say, powerful in the way things have moved with our postal service. And they made fun of Newman. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So how many of you guys have a service pet? How many of you have a service pet that just kind of goes everywhere with you to help you, you know, feel better and, you know, kind of like a support animal? Well, apparently we have a family really, really ticked off because they got kicked off an airline because of their service animal. Was it a cute little baby doggy? Was it a cute little kitty cat? Nope. It was a squirrel. I've never known a squirrel to be that supportive and that psychologically healing, but I guess the family of a woman was wheeled off a flight by police after refusing to deplane with her support squirrel. Cindy Taroque's daughter, Monica, spoke to KSAT about the ordeal, saying she was heartbroken over the way her mom was treated. Monica Taroque said she called the airline twice to make sure her mom would be allowed to fly with her support squirrel. I don't know what the squirrel does. She says she was told the squirrel would be allowed if it was kept inside its pet carrier. So how did they find out? Does anybody actually look at the animal? I once brought cats on the plane. Nobody really looked. I mean, maybe the TSA agent was like, oh, could you go? And I'm like, yeah, throw them through the scanner because I can't find my earring, and I think one of them ate it. But I don't think they moved them through the scanner. So apparently she brought the squirrel, and then she was asked to deplane. And then all the passengers were evacuated, not because the squirrel farted. It's because she was starting to make a scene. And it was Frontier Airlines, and Frontier Airlines said rodents, including squirrels, are not allowed on Frontier flights. So she was able to take a flight to Cleveland, but she couldn't go with her squirrel. Please school me on how squirrels are support animals. I don't get that. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.